Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country? And we're conveniently located right by the airport. Start your journey today at columbussubaru.com. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Hey, sweetie, your mother showed me this Carvana thing for selling the car. I'm going to give it a try. Wish me luck. Me again. I put in the license plate. It gave me an offer. Unbelievable. Okay, I accepted the offer. They're picking it up Tuesday from the driveway. I haven't even left my chair. It's done. The car is gone. I'm holding a check. Anyway, Carvana, give it a whirl. Love ya.
So good, you'll want to leave a voicemail about it. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose CAPS. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At CAPS, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM and Hits 103.9 FM in Accra. In Kumasi, we are live 99.5 FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions, including Volta Premium, Kekeli FM Ho, Lolonyo FM Hohoi, and Amenuveve Afla, Oget Radio TV, and online content on the MyJoyOnline.com interactive app for Android and iOS devices. Coming up, Renal Patients Association of Ghana calls on government to review increased dialysis fees, saying the 491 CDs is already biting hard on patients.
Because we can't pay. Today, let me be very honest, today, five people could not dialyze because they don't have the 491.
What happened to them?
They have to go home.
Well, we'll tell you more about our new series on the situation called Dialysis Crisis, a year on which premieres tomorrow.
The payment aspect is serious. We are going to die.
There's no hope for me.
Dialysis Crisis, a year on.
Also, the Electoral Commission downplays the impact of its errors in the number of registrants in the limited voter registration exercise.
I don't see this as anything which is so major for people to make a beef about. The bigger picture, the total registered at the time, about 143, was also captured correctly.
We'll bring you details as Kodea takes on the Ghana Police, who says they believe is not fully prepared to ensure a smooth registration process in business.
Traders to increase prices of foodstuff and other goods on the market due to the depreciation of the cedi will tell you more as they struggle to service bank loans and restock.
And much later in the bulletin, Ghanaian musician Kamido's global hit song Sugar Cane officially dethrones Akodia's Adonai song by becoming the most watched YouTube music video in Ghana. I am Amiesi Nyamiche Thompson. Details and now. The Renal Patients Association of Ghana wants government to review new charges on dialysis treatment. Parliament approved an increase through the fees and charges regulation, pushing patients to pay 111 cedis more for services. President of the Renal Patients Association, Kojo Bafua Hinkra, indicates that many patients had to turn home without dialysis 72 hours after the rollout of the new prices because they couldn't afford to pay it.
We are just begging government, or if parliament was the one who approved it, they should revisit the situation because we can't pay. Today, let me be very honest, today, five people could not dialyze because they don't have the 491.
As in they went with 380?
Yes.
And couldn't top up?
They couldn't top up.
What happened to them?
They have to go home because they didn't have the money.
And you heard the Renal Patients Association President Kojo Bafua in an interview with my colleague James Avergine. Well, Joy News will, from tomorrow, May 15, begin a new series on the situation called Dialysis Crisis, a year on, to track the promises of government and get help for some patients. Here are excerpts of what to expect.
each day. The dialysis machine in Kolebu Gospel. Do you know the number of people who died? A 24-year-old boy died this morning.
As death stares at them every second, they have to pay just to live another day. But government has increased the already high cost of dialysis treatment.
Tally, if you die crying, it will be okay. So that your burden on the family and the friends will be over.
The payment aspect is serious. We are going to die.
There's no hope for me.
Dialysis crisis. A year on.
And this will be coming your way tomorrow. Make a date. Election headquarters brought to you by Petrosol Coon Fuel in full quantity and Sima, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, and AICPA together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants, and also the German Ozone Medical Center, Alternative Therapy, Dental, Wellness and Beauty. Now, the Electoral Commission has downplayed the impact of its errors in the tabulation of registered voters during the limited voter registration exercise. Initially, it reported 143,014 eligible voters by the fourth day. However, a subsequent statement admitted to an error in day three of the data, particularly in the Upper East region, drawing criticism from political parties. Deputy Electoral Commissioner Dr. Bosman Asari stated at a news conference that the error was not a major issue. Michael Ashale has more details.
Deputy Commissioner at the EC, Dr. Bosman Asari, says it is alarmed by the attempts by some persons to get minors enrolled onto the electoral roll.
As a result, we find attempts by parties to support the registration of minors and foreigners as completely unacceptable, and it is aimed at undermining the country's electoral democracy.
The Commission also rejected claims it was discriminating against some groups.
The Commission has no intention of favoring any particular regions. It's unfortunate that some will accuse the Commission of discriminating against a section of Ghanaians in the registration exercise.
Although the Commission has already apologized for the wrong tabulations which happened over the weekend, they insist that it is not a major issue.
Clearly, you can see the real figures were correct, but the disaggregation of the various days, so I don't see this as anything which is so major for people to make a beef about. The bigger picture, the total registered at the time, about 143, was also captured correctly.
Although the NDC has instructed their agents on the grounds to record every serial number of every machine used, the EC insists they will not share these numbers with any political party.
We won't make the serial numbers available to any persons or any political parties.
The Electoral Commission says they are on course to register more than 600,000 individuals. For Joy News, Michael Ashale.
Well, meanwhile, the Coalition of Domestic Observers says it believes the police appears not fully prepared to ensure a smooth registration process, given the spate of disturbances at some registration centres. Guildford Boateng Isiama is with the CDD.
We clearly see that the preparation of the Electoral Commission and other key public agencies for this voter registration exercise was inadequate. I want to say was poor. The police has not been very proactive and does not appear prepared for this exercise. It's been observed that voter registration in this country, but we have the police fully prepared and deployed their men on election day and even have standby forces ready to take action. But you don't see that kind of preparedness. You don't see the push of the police.
Well, later on the SMS, the EC's Director for Electoral Services, Dr. Sribo Kweku, will be here to answer all your lingering questions on the limited voter registration exercise. Do make a date. Now, residents and traders at the busy Abuabo Old Railway Lorry Station in Kumasi are living in a deteriorating sanitation environment as filth engulfs a major drain in the trading space. Clinton Yabwa sheds light on the growing health concerns in today's episode of Filth Exhibition.
And households are equally culpable in the insanitary state of the Abuabo Old Railway Lorry Station. Indiscriminate disposal of solid waste into drains in the area has left the environment drenched in stench and filth. The big gutter is an abode of everything rubbish, including food packaging, empty plastic bottles and glasses. People resort to urinating in the filthy gutters, heightening the stench consumed by residents of Roman Hill, Ashtown and Abuabu. Traders and passerbys are exposed to health hazards.
They urinate here and you can smell the waste, but we have to endure and eat here. They dispose their waste into the gutters when it rains. All the waste are from Anaba. It's not us, the traders. The gutters are choked with waste from residents around.
Well, the remix video of Ghanaian musician Kamido's global hit song Sugar Cane is stirring up a storm on YouTube. The music video has become the most viewed Ghanaian music video on the website, officially surpassing Sarkodie's Adonai. My colleague Jacqueline Asumayebo has more. Flashback to 9 years ago when Sarkodie dropped Adonai featuring Castro, setting YouTube charts on fire. But hold on to your hats, folks, because the remix of Sugarcane uploaded on June 7, 2022 has stolen the spotlight in record time. Sugarcane sweet, but girl, your love is sweeter. So below juice mixed with a little ginger. In less than 2 years, it has skyrocketed to the top, claiming the title of Ghana's most watched music video. The views for Sugarcane are sizzling at 97,621,923 and counting, leaving Adonai in its sweet but slightly sour shadow with 97,467,814 views. But it's not just about the views. Sugarcane has turned into a global sensation, winning awards faster than you can say sweet success.
And that was Jacqueline Asumayebo with that report, bringing us to the end of the bulletin here on Joy 99.7 FM. Up next is business on the Super Morning Show. I am Amisi.
At Buyers Volkswagen, we've been family-owned since 1897, built on trust, driven by innovation. And now, buying your next Volkswagen is easier than ever. Shop online, customize your deal, and finalize everything from home. Just stop by to pick up the keys. It's that simple.
Drive home a new 2026 Volkswagen Tiguan S for $286 for 36 months with $2,499 due at signing.
The next generation shops online, and we're driving with them at ColumbusVolkswagen.com or visit us by the airport.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 4/30/2026.